Coming up on 9:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, she is the Senior Vice President of Communication, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. She is Jennifer Grandall. What's going on, Jennifer?
Hey, good morning, Rob. I didn't hear my walk-up song. I'm kind of disappointed.
What's your walk-up song? What's your walk-up song?
Come on. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Well, we will remember.
Go ahead and finish singing it. We'll just record this and play this every time.
You guys know I have to start with a joke, right?
Yeah, you do. You're on the right show. I didn't know this. I found this out the other day because I was ear hustling the conversation that she was having. Mm-hmm. She's a singer.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that. I never knew that about her. She wasn't talking to me, but I was ear hustling.
I started playing the piano when I was 5, so that kind of goes hand in hand.
See?
So I'm a musical family.
Well, sing some yacht rock for us.
I will, but only with my cap on. I don't have my cap on right now.
Jennifer, you just heard, and I know you know about it, but Ryan O'Hearn and Jackson Holiday entering the second phase of All-Star voting. Ryan O'Hearn, tremendous story, but Jackson Holiday, a year ago, there were fans in this area doubting whether or not this guy was a bust. And you've seen him since he was just a pup coming in after being drafted. Are you surprised such a quick turnaround for him that he finds himself in this place right now?
Not even remotely surprised. I remember I was on my way to New York for a meeting with the league. And the signing was happening, and Jackie, Nate, and everybody was back at Camden Yards with him. And I thought I was there draft night when Mike and his team drafted Jackson. And besides the pedigree, which is of course exceptional, and you see with his brother who has a great chance to be a 1-1 pick. It's certainly a first round pick, top first round pick. I think he's a really hard worker. I think we saw that in the piece that our content team did. He's very committed. He does the work during the off season. You know, his speed, his aggression. He wants to be a great baseball player. And I think Jackson is going to do whatever it takes. And he has a great support system around him, not only in his dad and mom and brother, but also his wife is pretty much at every game. I see her after every game. So I'm not at all surprised. I always think he had a lot of pressure on him, cameras, requests. It's just extraordinary. And I think it's interesting because it's such an opposite story of Ryan O'Hearn, who really grinded for a long time. And Ryan O'Hearn, as you know, Rob, you're around a lot. He's just a top guy. I mean, there's no other way to say it. He's a grinder. He's willing to make the sacrifices. He's a leader in the clubhouse. We want him to
have
all the success.
He's a dude.
He really is. He really is. And I was talking to him after the game the other night, after the tough loss the other night. And he has the attitude of, you know what, let's put that behind us. We're going to come back here and we have a tough team coming in, but we believe in ourselves. He's never lost that through this entire season. And obviously he's never lost that belief in himself. And I think that's really paramount to not only his success, but the team's success. So these guys need the votes because if they don't move forward after this round, it's over. So we need the fans the fans love these guys. So the fans, I think, will rally behind them.
Jennifer, what about, let's see, all of us here have grown up on Marvel Comics, now love the movies, and I still do.
We're geeks. Let's call it what it is.
I'm a huge Marvel fan. Always been. Got my son at the... Anyway... What's going on tomorrow at your Marvel-themed activity day? And what's going to be given away?
Yeah, so first 20,000 fans, Cal Ripken Jr. Iron Man bobblehead. It's very cool. And I've seen Cal with it a bunch of times doing a few interviews. And, I had to mention to him I've only taken 2 sick days in 7 years. And he wasn't as impressed with that stat as I thought he would be. But it's also cool because throughout the game, we're going to be giving away signed bobbleheads to randomly selected fans. And I think some excitement people will see Cal here at the ballpark, which we've seen him a lot this year. You see him behind home plate, but he'll be interacting with fans. There'll be a few surprises throughout the game, but we're excited. And Iron Man, also Jackson Holiday. Speaking of Jackson Holiday, he's a Marvel fan, as is Kevin Brown. There's a lot of them around for sure.
Hey, Jennifer, I got to ask about the Yacht Rock night because I brought it up already, but Rob already said he's giving me the hat because it won't fit his big-ass noggin.
He thought it would look like a yarmulke up there, and I just said, "No, it's not. Your head's not that big."
You know what he's getting though?
What?
The Rays are giving him the old stadium cover.
Oh, is that what for his head? What can you tell us about Yacht Rock night? Because the hat looks awesome.
Thursday, July 10th, first 10,000 fans, and I am a fan of Yacht Rock. I think that's a great way to relax.
Who doesn't like? You got all the greats. I mean, you've got Michael McDonald Toto. Toto's on everything.
The dog from Wizard of Oz.
Yes, the dog from Wizard of Oz is in there.
Yeah, Toto.
Yeah.
Thursday, July 10th. So a summer giveaway, and the following day, some fireworks here at the yard, and our fireworks shows have always been great. And as you know, we're doing a lot to try to do more engagement with the fans and kind of get the players energized throughout the game. We've done a lot this year. It's more to come, and listening to the fans, the surveys that fans get. I think people probably, it's like anyway, you fill out a survey and you think no one's ever going to read this. No one's ever going to do anything about it. That's actually the complete opposite. We have meetings to talk about the fan surveys, like big meetings. So a lot of positivity happening right now.
Wait a minute now. I mean, you all talk about a Yacht Rock. I think you guys are missing the mark on this. You're burying the lead, as Jerry Coleman would say. Senior Vice President of Communications, Jennifer Grandal. That whole week, July 8th through the 13th, is whole Beach Week. What about the Hawaiian shirts?
Hawaiian shirts, two nights. So one of our most popular giveaways now on two nights. So Tuesday, July 8th and Saturday, July 12th, it is Beach Week. And I think probably next week, a lot of people are going to the beach, but then they can come to the yard and do the Hawaiian shirt, the Yacht Rock hat, and the fireworks all in one week. So big week here, and less than a month away.
I'm going to show up at the bar in a Hawaiian shirt and a Yacht Rock hat. How do you think they get over?
Where you live? Fine.
Go to Birdland.
We're going to have to try on that Yacht Rock cap next time we see you. I really want to see
that. Harford County, you're going to fit right in.
Yeah.
Don't join in with them, Jennifer. Yeah. Don't join in with them.
Yeah, we don't know Rob anymore. He's doing line dancing out in Harford County.
Really? Well, we have to try to get a cam on that.
What's going on? Are you doing anything 4th of July celebration?
My 4th of July, I am going to watch fireworks right here in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. I'm very fortunate that I have a great view of the fireworks and look forward to being here. Probably go to the aquarium that weekend, kind of just do some touristy stuff. I'm not going to be traveling with the team to Atlanta.
Maybe Bed Bath & Beyond. We don't know if we'll have time. Yeah, so it's,
exactly.
It's a busy weekend.
The team's going to Texas first, and we have the dad's trip, so all the players will have their dads with them, or most of the players will have their dads with them. Will be kind of cool. We have Aaliyah from our player and family relations department who's taking care of that. And, big week in Atlanta and an off day for the team in Atlanta as well. It's a great city to have an off day in.
It is. It is a great city to have an off day in. Jennifer Grandal, she is the Senior Vice President of Communication for the Baltimore Orioles. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day, y'all.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. So we got to remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend. She's been on the show way too many times. She knows exactly. It's double dutch. She jumps right in. Does she?
Yeah, don't miss a spot.
410-583-1057 is the number. Daily Line with Jeremy Conn at 9:30. But on the other side, hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
NBA draft is over. Who's in a better position right now to succeed? The Lakers or the Mavericks? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. So
it's Toto.
We had so much back and forth when the Lakers traded for your guy, Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy, it was a dumb trade, and it was. It's still not a smart trade. However, as we sit here today, because keep in mind, that trade had nothing to do on the surface. With the Mavs getting the number one overall pick. Now, we believe that it's probably a wink and a nod and a handshake that they got it, but on the surface, it did not have anything to do with it. Jeremy, as we stand here today, are you of the opinion that the Lakers are in better position right now to win moving forward? I mean, right now, or are the Mavs?
I mean, I honestly think it's a more difficult question than most people would think, because the easy answer would be, Well, you just got one of the youngest players in the NBA that's supposed to be the next superstar, mm-hmm. right? And if you've watched Cooper Flagg, like I just watched a video of Cooper Flagg going up against Edgecombe, the Sixers pick out uh-huh. of Baylor. They were playing in high school, and he just kept telling him, you're not that guy. you're not that guy that's going to stop me. Cooper Flagg, he's just going to be different. So getting him at his age, of course, you have to feel like that, but that they're in a better situation. It all depends on what the Lakers do. From what I read, they offered Austin Reeves a contract extension, but I still think they want to trade him to get something else. They got to find a big to go along with Luka. We'll have to see how well Luka and LeBron can play together. And yes, I do think LeBron's coming back because you know that guy's going to want a swan song to say goodbye.
Yeah, he's not.
He'll probably let you for the next 2 years let you know that he's going to be retiring just to get that. But the only other thing that I see, though, with the Mavericks and why I don't, it's hard to say that now. Kyrie still got hurt at the end of the last year. And then Anthony Davis, if he's not hurt now, he will be. It's all he does is get hurt. And they're both fantastic players. But if you have those three, you add in the ghost of Klay Thompson and another big like Derek Lively, it's a pretty damn good starting five. But you got to get everybody healthy. And I think that's the big problem with that team. And with Luka, have you seen what he's looked like? He's in the best shape of his life.
Oh, he's probably pissed.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And I'm just looking at it. I wanted to go to the standings because I was like, well, what if they kept Luka and still finished in the same place? Could they have gotten the number one pick? I don't know if people realize how ridiculous it is that they got the number one pick. They also made the playoffs this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a trade. That was the pick that they were. Because 20 teams make the playoffs and they were the 10th team in the Western Conference, they still end up in the lottery with the lowest percentage chance of getting the number one pick. Surprise! Guess what? So I think both teams are in good position. I worry more about the Mavericks because of injury.
What about Flagg taking, I mean, those are huge shoes to fill. I know he's supposed to be a special player, but he hasn't played in the NBA yet. Just saying, he'll probably be great. However, he's replacing one of the best players in the game.
Yeah. But he's not solely replacing him because now you have the other stars there if they're healthy. Because I still think if the Lakers made a move for Bam Adebayo, and now you got Bam, Luka, and LeBron, you have one of those guys. It allows you to do so much with the team you have because Bam can, forgive me when I'm saying this, can guard 1 through 5. You don't want him guarding a point guard, but you don't want to run a lot of pick and rolls with him either because he's a very good defender. He gets big in the lane. The same thing with Luka. You have Luka and LeBron, two big point guards. I mean, point forwards.
Yeah.
You could do whatever you wanted with them in that set. That's why they're trying to get that big. But I think it stems around moving Austin Reeves and a couple other players.
And Reeves, he turned down the contract.
Yeah, 89
million.
Was it 89?
89. Yeah,
I thought it was about 90 million.
Oh, yeah. We done get like Schroeder.
No, I think he's better off because I think he knows he's getting traded. So I don't know that he wants to sign somewhere and then get traded and then be locked into that place. I think he wants to make his own decision.
But won't he get more money if he signed right now?
With the
he's a free agent next year.
Yes, Lakers? He could get more money now, but you still have to get like the big money. Mm-hmm. You know, like we hear about these. You were just talking about what Devin Booker's scheduled to make, like $75 million a year.
Is what he's scheduled to make per year.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to finish as an all NBA player.
I can't wrap my head around these numbers anymore.
When we talked about Halliburton playing through that injury, he wanted to get eligible for all NBA so he can get that max extension. Mm-hmm. You have players that are trying to do that all the time. And some guys fortunately do it. Luka has been an all NBA player, should have gotten that super max. And the Mavericks screwed him out of a couple hundred million.
You know, when you get bored sometimes, I know I do, like, I just go buy a shirt or something. I just get nothing. I mean, you know what? I'm just going to buy myself something. Do these guys just go out and buy cars?
I think so. A couple of these guys, they have the whole Jay Leno thing going on where they own like 20, 30 cars.
Yeah. $70 million a year. Like, what do you do with that?
I like when they...
Don't shortchange them. 75.
75, right.
I like when they... like a couple of players when they've done... What was it? Was it Cribs on MTV that... Who used to host that? Was that Exhibit? Or no, he did the
Exhibit did Pimp My Ride.
Who did?
No, there was no host for Cribs. They would just walk
they
in.
They would just go, okay, yeah. So they did that with a couple of athletes, and then all of a sudden you get the guys that are like shoeheads that have like so many sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how many of these have you actually worn? It's a showcase in case I want to wear it. I need to have those. But if you have that type of money, that's why a lot of these guys go broke is because they spend to their means, and then once they retire, then you don't have that money coming in and you keep spending. But, I mean, the long and short answer of this is, if you're looking at it on paper and they're healthy, I think it's Dallas. But I ultimately have huge concerns with Anthony Davis staying healthy.
410-583-1057. Let's go out to homeless Ed in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. TGIF.
TGIF.
May I wax poetic for a moment? I just want to say to you guys, the collective effort and talents displayed in your shows throughout the week, they were inspiring and memorable. And it demonstrated a remarkable level of artistry and skill. Very good week of shows. Now, Rob, I have a question for you.
Go right ahead.
Does the fish still fry in the kitchen?
Beans still burning the grill.
I'm asking, you know. I'm just wondering. You know, I don't know how it is up there. I don't venture that far up.
Well, you mean in Bel Air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fish fry in the kitchen.
I'm old enough to get that.
Okay.
Are the fish still frying in the soup kitchen?
I don't think we smell fish grease anymore.
Oh, you do. We do. I just get candles to put it out now. I burn the candles to get rid of the shit now.
Hey, gentlemen, have a great week. End.
Week. Oh, end. That's what he was waiting for, something else. Homeless Ed.
Fish fry in the kitchen. Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side is the Daily Line.
Yeah, yesterday was not something I was pleased with. I've had back-to-back days where it hasn't gone my way. And as I said to some of the subscribers I have, or I'm in my write-up, that if I had the same games yesterday, today, I would do the same damn thing. Great hitting spots, they just didn't hit. And so I had a rough night, and then I had the bad luck of taking the over, and then the fever going, yeah, Caitlin Clark's not playing tonight. So the line dropped like 7 points after that. We'll get into the plays for today. There's a lot of really good spots. I'll give you all the weather. And my favorite WNBA play, probably so far, I'll throw it out there. That's coming up next in the Daily Line.
They're running Dansby. Contreras. Yeah,
they're going to get this run here.
And they just stole a run. You're a genius.
There you go, courtesy of Marquee Sportsnet, as, no runs really scored in the Cubs game or the Royals game. They were the two best hitting spots of the day yesterday, and as I talked about taking my proverbial eggs and putting them all in one basket, to tie it in with those two games, I had Bobby Witt over 1.5 bases, and he could not hit probably the guy that was most suited for him to hit him. It's like, or to be able to hit off of in the matchup that they had yesterday. And it's just, oh God, it's so frustrating when you look at what's going on with those teams and you can't get runs. Like you look at a perfect spot and this happens, and then you say, hey, it's baseball. I also had Seiya Suzuki over 1.5 bases, and he picked a pretty good game to not do anything. but yeah, just an ugly day. And as I said, the bad news, or the bad luck news, if you will, later on in the day after telling everyone you like the over in this fever game, and then the person that usually scores the most points in every game gets scratched from it, and it drops 7 points. So it's like, couldn't win for lose. They had a terrible first half. If they'd had a second half like they had, that game would have shot over the total even without Caitlin Clark.
Who got scratched?
Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't play last night. That's
with a hamstring?
That's kind
no,
of a
groin.
Big,
groin.
Yeah, that's kind of groin. A big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Even I know that one.
That's a big one. I was going to do the guy from, Inglourious Basterds. You know, the Christopher Waltz?
Yeah.
That's a bingo! Yes. Anyway.
He's fantastic.
He's amazing. Let me start with the WNBA. And my favorite play of the day is in the WNBA, and I'm going to give it out. I love the Phoenix Mercury to knock off the team that won the championship last year, the New York Liberty. And just to let you know, the Liberty is in one of these spots that I talk about a lot. And as I said, people love to bet teams, which I totally understand because it makes sense, right? You think this team's better than that team, they'll win by this much. But there are certain areas where you got to look and say, this is a bad spot. So either I'm not betting it or I'm going the opposite way. This is the third straight road game for the Liberty. They had a hiccup in their first game and I believe lost, bounced back and barely beat Golden State. Now they got to go to Phoenix. And oh, by the way, they have a fourth straight road game as they head to Atlanta later on in a couple days. I think it might be Sunday or Monday. I'm not sure. But Phoenix is in such a great spot. They're favored over the best team in the league, so that's got to tell you something. And what's everybody going to do? Oh, my God, the Liberty are the best team in the league. How are they a 1.5-point underdog? I'm going to take that. Take the Phoenix Mercury and be happy that you're going to get some money in your back pocket. Chicago and Golden State, I like them to go under 158. No, that's not the Warriors and the Bulls. That's the Sky and the Valkyrie. Ed loves when I do this. MLB weather for today. Mets under, although, I mean, everything as I'm looking at that game tells me to take the over, but that's what it supports. Yankees under, Reds over, Guardians over, Braves over, White Sox over. Now, let me tell you how much I love the Reds over, the Guardians over, the Braves over, and the White Sox over. They're all great plays. They're all great hitting situations. I talk about the East Coast, and when it gets hot and it starts to rain, you get a pop-up storm like we did with the Orioles the other night, although their bats didn't do anything. We had that pop-up storm. We had the pop-up storm on Wednesday, right? And then DeGrom came out and just shut their asses down, but the Rangers scored 7 runs. Great hitting conditions, unless the pitcher's just on one, and he happened to be on one. Now, with those 4 games,
I'm on one.
The Reds game and the Braves game fall into where I like to be, with hot games in these East Coast stadiums where there's going to be a pop-up shower. It's going to be 90-some degrees. You're going to get a shower. The humidity goes through the roof. The ball carries. I don't care who's pitching in the games and games like that, because the line or the total is going to be indicative of that. Like, you'll see from time to time where everybody's betting on the under, but the line's going in the wrong direction. It's kind of telling you something, where the sharp money's coming in or where big bettors are going in, which is usually, again, sharp money. So I think all 4 of those spots are great spots to attack. I do like the Yankees under. I think the Orioles win today. I like the Red Sox. St. Louis and Cleveland has some of the best hitting weather of the day. So do the Reds. But again, it's hard to get away from the Braves over and the White Sox over. And the White Sox over, you have great home run hitting weather. Same thing with the Braves. I think they're all good plays. I do like Ronald Acuna Jr. to go over 1.5 bases, but you're probably going to pay a heavier price tag. Helio Ramos, another guy I like to go over 1.5 bases. So there you go.
There you have it.
That's it.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Ed in Towson. What's up, Ed?
Morning, folks. How you boys doing?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Look, Ed, you were talking about the $75 million, and it's hard to conceptualize that amount of money. But when, you know, being I was blessed. I always say that, to grow up in our environment, being at the Mantha, where I saw a lot of sports, celebrities, whatever. The craziest one, Ed, was, remember Big Zeus, Orlando Brown Sr., the son, but the daddy?
Yep.
Well, I told you Big Zeus, I coached his son. And so the crazy part, Jeremy, is I was a varsity assistant and the head JV and freshman coach. So, I mean, I'm coaching 10th grade football in high school. It's a different kind of high school. This joker would come up there, and I've said this before. One day he comes to a JV practice at a little rinky-dink field in a freaking tractor-trailer front. It had a tractor-trailer front, and the bed was made out to be like a pickup truck. And he comes up, and he pulls up in the lot, and I'm talking about mom and pops with minivans and stuff like that. And he comes up in this thing, and I get out of my car at the same time. We're practice about to start. I'm like, Zeus, what the hell is that? Oh, you know, this is just some exhibit hooked up for me. And he was really great dude. God rest his soul. But he would always get paranoid because he's like, I'm here just to see my son practice. Man, I don't understand these people looking. I said, Zeus, come on, man. First of all, you 6'8", 300, and you got a gold Bentley in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, how are they not going to look? I'm like, come on, man. But some of the stuff that these guys buy because they have that kind of income is crazy. I remember one real quick. Westbrook was at a basketball game back when he was playing, Brian Westbrook. And the fans, people realized he was there. So the crowd started getting, a lot of these guys, when the crowd get around, they're like, coach, I got to bounce. I'm like, okay, that's good. We can bounce. I walked outside with him, and it was a Testarossa or something crazy like that. I'm like, Westy, what the hell is this? Well, you know, coach, you know, just a little something that I got with a check. And he wanted me to ride in it. He's like, coach, you want to get on the Beltway? I'm like, hell no, I don't want to get in the Beltway with that. God bless you, but I'm not doing it. But, Ed, the money that these guys get, and this was, we're talking 20, 30 years ago, and 7, 8 years ago, if you're talking about, 10 years ago when you're talking about Orlando. So now, man, it's just, I can't imagine. I would lose my freaking mind if I got that kind of money, but God bless them. Y'all be good, man.
Thanks a lot. Let's go out to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Oh, man, Ed, Towson, man, Biggie Small, I got a story to tell. my man, Ed from Towson, boy, he can tell some stories. I'm like, Ed, Coach Ed, man. Hey, look, I don't know, I don't got that much time. Ed, you stole my time, but look, I just want to say this about my Chicago Bulls, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm no longer, I'm gonna give them one more shot as me being a fan, man, because we could have moved up. You still had Derek Queen on the board. You still had the kid from the Duke Center, Rob. You still had him on the board. But we keep drafting the same type of players. Now, I'm going to give this French kid a chance. 6'9", he's an offensive player. He can play above the basket.
That's the dude that left his team in the championship. They were up 2-1 in the series, and he said, I'm getting drafted. Piss on y'all.
Yes, he did that too. But, I would have probably did the same thing for the money too. But other than that, Jeremy, what do you think about the Bulls draft? I'm listening off air. Y'all guys have a good weekend.
I'm intrigued by the player. Anytime you're drafting a foreign-born player that we haven't seen, we've seen some of the guys just take off. Like, Jokic got drafted during a Taco Bell commercial. Nobody knew what he was going to be. There's even, I was telling Ed, the Knicks got a 32-year-old guy that was drafted in, like, 2017. They got the rights to him in case he wants to come to the U.S. So, I think that's there. Your Bulls, it's just going to take a while, man. Because all these teams that invest in what they deem to be their big three, so the Bulls went out and had Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and Nikola Vucevic. They drafted LaVine. They acquired the rest of them, right? I think that's how it went. Or maybe LaVine signed there. It doesn't matter. Or he was in the trade for Jimmy Butler, I believe. So with those three guys, like, they're not premier superstars, but they are stars. I just don't know if you're going to win with them. And teams keep doing this. Like, here's our big three. Oh, it didn't work. Let's blow it up. Phoenix. We got Durant. We got Beal. We got Booker. Nope. Let's trade Durant, the only guy that's not a shooting guard, for two more shooting guards. It's just crazy what these teams do. I don't know who's running them. I don't know why they make the decisions they make. But in the NBA, they end up blowing it up way too soon by not giving anything a chance or putting together just bad teams.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. If your party was up here, I'd be in the midst of it.
Yeah.
But I don't live 5 minutes from there anymore. Ain't coming.
Yeah, I'm making fun. But lately, traffic's been horrific.
Exactly.
Between the construction on Falls Road, which never ends, the Beltway has got construction everywhere now. It's like you can't get anywhere, even midday, late at night. Doesn't matter what time of day.
By the way, I got a text from Trippy.
Hello.
He said, book for three and take me and Rashawn. No.
There you go.
Rashawn will be videoing you fighting the marshal. that's not going to happen, bro. I love you, but no.
World star video.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How he finds that stuff.
I don't want to be famous. Not that way.
Hold on. Rashawn's got the camera out talking to everyone.
Narrating the fight.
But he even, like, it's so weird because sometimes when I hear him talking, it's not like he's egging you on. But he's egging you on is basically what he's doing. Like, man, why y'all got to be like this? That person's a really nice person. Bang!
Oh, he laid him out. You laid him out, man.
Oh, damn. Let me get a video of you laying on the ground bleeding from your face.
And that's the encore for the day.
Encore is brought to you by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. Seriously. Seriously. Get in there and go buy some stuff. You need the tools to get that job done. Like, you know, if you don't, well, you know, those delivery guys in your neighborhood, they got a lot of free time. As long as that route gets done, they can stop for a half hour.
What can Brown do for your wife?
Yes.
I ask guys that all the time. What can Brown do for your wife? I mean, I'm fair about it. You can watch.
First of all, you're lying. I know you better than that.
Ain't going to let them watch?
No.
Time out. Hold up for a second. Let's back up. So that's not the part I'm lying about. That's my stuff.
That's right.
I'm only lying about the watching part.
That's all I said.
Yeah, I don't know that people want to come over to my house and watch the short film.
I don't care. You can watch. You can wave. It's like
you believe the first part, not the last part.
If I like pooping alone, what do you think I like doing when I'm having sex? I don't want anybody else in the room.
You like doing that alone, too.
But that's fine. It still works.
Oh, my gosh. Where do we go? How we go? You know, it's funny. Ann Towson called to talk about Orlando Brown Sr., and we look up to the right.
Yep.
Has TV become Facebook?
Because now we're exactly watching
Orlando, Orlando Brown Jr. is on TV right now.
Since that call, yes.
Man, it's just crazy. Boomer Esiason does that a lot with us. We'll talk about something, and he'll do his sports minute in this about what we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you got planned for the weekend, Edward?
Well, let's see. Got a happy hour this afternoon. Celeste is coming in. got an affair tomorrow night.
I got a surprise birthday
Sunday.
Party.
I got a lot of stuff going.
I got a surprise birthday party tonight. You know who it is? Let me tell you who it is. Jeremy did it. Why can't I?
But nobody, hold on. If somebody heard me say that we had a surprise birthday party on the air and went to my wife and said, hey, I heard you got a surprise. That person's an a-hole.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you.
I know my wife. My wife doesn't listen to anything I do.
What is that party again?
The Mother's and Arnold.
When is it?
Sunday.
Sunday? Yeah. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. You notice that you hear it? The Fan? 105.7 The Fan. What you got going on over there, Ed?
I just, one thing, one of the most interesting resisting arrest cases I've seen was in Spain. A guy gets pulled over. He goes cursing at the cops. He opened up the back of his van. He unleashed his bees on them.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, and they started to sting the cops. They ended up catching him. They just went to the hospital. They were fine, but yeah, he sicked the bees on him. But what I did learn is that the Philadelphia Flyers are serious. They hired Andrew Petrovsky and Johnny Garbarino, the guy we've had on the show, Johnny Cannoli's. Johnny Cannoli, he's a dirty boxer fighter. Anyway, they hired them to teach the Flyers how to fight better because they saw what the Panthers did to win the Stanley Cup. I find that a fascinating story about, like, wow.
Like, life matters has its come-ups, man.
Yes, and life matters is involved as well with the Flyers. So they're going to keep them healthy. Like, they're keeping us healthy, I hope. They are. They have, for sure. They're going to keep the Flyers healthy, and then these guys are going to teach them how to fight, and they're going to hopefully they bring the Stanley Cup back to Philadelphia.
The times they told me what to do and I didn't do it, it didn't work out well. The times they told me what to do and I did it, it worked out pretty well.
Yes, right?
It's amazing funny. How that works, man.
Actually, Celeste goes there. We all go there now. Everybody goes there. I don't know anybody who doesn't. I know more people that do.
It's just weird. Right. Seriously. Church all over the place. Today, a couple of national days, National Sunglasses Days. I love sunglasses.
So do I.
Today is National Onion Day. Go to the gym because that's where the best onions are.
Is that what they're talking about? Or are they
they're talking about real onions. Well, talking about the ones that, I was about to say the ones that grow.
That's they both not make you cry.
The ones, that's why they call onions. The ones you find in the grocery, I don't know.
Is it the one that has that bite when you eat it?
That would be just for me and Ed. You don't. You don't qualify for that statement.
No.
Today is National Ice Cream Cake Day. I love ice cream cake. Mm-hmm. Today is National HIV Testing Day.
I love getting HIV tested.
Today is National PTSD Awareness Day.
Is it really?
That's for both of you two.
Yeah, I have.
I know I have.
When they told me I have PTSD, I said, I wasn't in any damn wars. What are you talking about?
You don't have to be. I got a couple of birthdays for you. NFL coach Brad Childress turned 69 today. Former rifleman Chuck Person, NBA, turned 61 today. Johnny Estrada, former baseball player, 49 today. And middle linebacker Bobby Wagner turns 35 today. Joseph, Jeff Conine, and Jim Edmonds, former Major League Baseball players, share birthdays. Who's older?
I will go with Jeff Conine.
Jeff Conine, hon.
I got to go with Niner.
You going to go with Niner? Yeah. Who you going with?
Conine.
You guys are pretty smart today. Jeff Conine today turns 59. Jim Edmonds turns 55.
All right. Well, my wife asked me, are you sometimes surprised at how little people change? And I said, no, the process is just the same. They just have tinier clothes. It's my wife's birthday. You guys heard me talking about that.
Yeah, she's a surprise birthday party.
She's been leaving jewelry catalogs all over the house. I got her a magazine rack. What did Simon and Garfunkel hear when they got arrested? It was the sounds of sirens. Did you know your pupils are the last part to stop working when you die? They dilate. I got the words jacuzzi and yakuza confused. Now I'm in hot water with the Japanese mafia. My wife found out I was cheating on her after she found all the letters I was hiding. She got mad and now she won't play Scrabble with me again. And lastly here, what should you do if your girlfriend starts smoking? Slow down and use more lubricant.
Hey, what did we try today? What's for special? What are the specials today?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, try the veal.
Vinny and Henny up next. It's been a week, folks. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.